AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Gunfire was exchanged today outside a courthouse in Dallas. Matthew DeSarno is with the FBI in Dallas.
Officers from the Federal Protective Service engaged a shooter who was later identified as Brian Isaac Clyde. He was taken to Baylor Hospital and pronounced deceased on scene.
A bomb squad has conducted a controlled explosion of Clyde's vehicle. A large law enforcement presence is visible downtown in Dallas, and police have closed off several blocks around the federal building. She put her name on blue jeans. She was an heiress. Gloria Vanderbilt has died. She was 95. The AP's Margie Zaralletta has her story.
CNN newsman Anderson Cooper announced the death of his mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, on the air. He says even at 95, anyone who knew her called her the youngest, coolest, and most modern person they knew. Vanderbilt was the great-great-granddaughter of financier Cornelius Vanderbilt. She painted, she acted, she wrote books. Her Gloria Vanderbilt line of denim generated more than $200 million in sales at its peak in 1980. She dated Errol Flynn as a teen and got married at 17, the first of four marriages. She told the AP in 2004 she always feels that something wonderful is going to happen, and it always does. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Egypt State TV says ousted President Mohamed Morsi collapsed during a court session and died. Morsi was facing charges of espionage. The report says he blacked out and died. Morsi was 67. He was from Egypt's largest Islamist group, the now outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, and was elected president in 2012 in the country's first free elections, following the ouster the year before of longtime leader Hosni Mubarak. A spokesman for Iran's nuclear agency says Tehran will increase uranium enrichment levels under the 2015 nuclear agreement based on the country's needs, and that need is an increase of 20%, only a step away from weapons-grade level. A strong 5.9 magnitude earthquake has been reported in China. This is AP Radio News. Domino's is going autonomous.
Domino's is teaming up with a company called Nuro, a Silicon Valley startup that makes unmanned delivery vehicles. The test is expected to begin as early as September at one Domino's location in Houston. Customers will be able to place an order online, track the vehicle's location, and retrieve their pizza from it using a special code. Nuro has experience at this. It's been delivering groceries using autonomous vehicles in Houston and Arizona since late last year in a partnership with Kroger. And Domino's, too, has tested autonomous delivery 2 years ago in a partnership with Ford. But in that case, a safety driver was at the wheel. I'm Ben Thomas.
Not even Harry Potter could help with this.
Expecto Patronum!
The College of William & Mary says the masters of a wizardry school, Learn LARP, need to make a $70,000 debt disappear. It hosted an adult role-playing event at William & Mary similar to Quidditch, and they didn't pay the bill. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.